Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. We're live today at the Ford Eye Center in Bellevue. Our Coats for Kids campaign benefiting the Boys and Girls Club in Middle Tennessee. Bring your new or slightly used coats down here to Ford Eye Center. We'll have bins out front. We have bins up here in draft picks where we are. And Sean Mark is here, can help with that as well. But right now, the Transperfect Music City Bowl coming to Nashville, 1:30 on December 30th, a Monday at Nissan Stadium, Missouri and Iowa. And we bring in the longest tenured head coach in college football. Kirk Ferentz is on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Great to be with you guys. Sorry I'm a little bit late here.
Oh, you're okay. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you got to be excited. This was supposed to be the matchup in 2020, but COVID had other plans. You get to see the Missouri Tigers coming in here on December 30th. How you feeling about your football team as you get ready for this big bowl game?
Yeah, it is a little bit ironic. Yeah, the game never came off back in 20. We're excited about the opportunity to come to Nashville and really enjoyed being there a couple of years ago playing Kentucky. So first and foremost, the bowl game. It's a first-rate bowl. We've been to a lot of them, and everybody there, the Transperfect group, really does a great job of hosting the team. And obviously, Nashville is a place everybody loves going. So excited about that. And then, playing Missouri, an excellent football team. Got a tremendous quarterback, very experienced and very talented, and just a good football team. They've had a lot of success the last 5 years since Coach Trinkwitz went there.
I know that, sometimes momentum, can be more in-game and not necessarily game-to-game, but you guys finished the year strong with wins over Maryland and then Nebraska to close it out. Do you feel like that you like where your team's at going into this one where you can truly finish strong?
I do. It's been interesting. We've had 2.5 years of unstable play, if you will, at the quarterback spot going back to 22. We had a starter, Spencer Petras, who had done a good job. Unfortunately, got hurt in our last game of the year that year, and that made a big difference to us when, we lost him. Then the last couple of years, the last 2 years, we've been, a little bit up and down at that position, mainly because of injury. So we haven't been able to, we're like the opposite of what Missouri is, I guess, in that regard. But really proud of our team. They keep finding ways to win. Last year, we won 10 games. And to your point, this year, we were sitting there, I think we were 4-3. Had a disappointing road loss on a Saturday night midseason there. And, since that time, we've won 4 out of 5. And the guys, I think, it's really refocused. There's no question we've got really good leadership on our football team and a lot of good football players. So we've had, even though the last 5 games, we've had some instability at quarterback where our guys have really been focused and playing to our strengths, which is, basically defense, kicking game, and overall, we've done a pretty good job, controlling the football offensively with the run game, but it's not going to be easy and won't be easy in this game.
We're talking to Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And, Coach, we had Coach Drinkwitz on from Missouri the other day, and we asked him the same question. The preparation for a bowl game is kind of insane because you got exams, you got to give the guys off for Christmas break, you got to practice, you got to travel. What's the schedule like for you guys leading up, Coach, to this bowl game?
Yeah, you referenced my age or experience, I guess. So let's talk about experience. earlier. So, I've done this for quite a while. We've been to a lot of bowl games, and it really is an interesting challenge for the team, I think. And I talk to them about that every year. It's really about handling the month, to your point, not just game week. So the better you can be organized, the better you can – really what it gets down to is being able to focus on what you have to focus on in that given moment. So – we try to get the schedule of our guys fairly early in December and let them know what the layout's going to look like. And it's been pretty consistent through the years. And so basically when we are working, we're working, but I also want to give the guys some time to recover. It's a long season, and you know, keeps getting longer with travel and all that. You want to do that, and then obviously finals. Although I got to tell you this, 20 plus years, I don't know if anybody takes finals anymore. It's like, you know, if anybody's got three of them, that's a lot. It used to be five.
Wow.
Five in during finals week. It doesn't happen anymore. The professors are getting a little smarter there. That's been interesting. Then the other thing that obviously has changed college football dramatically is the portal, NIL, just all the craziness that we're all dealing with right now. And that's probably been the most, you know, intriguing and interesting and probably impactful variable that we're all dealing with.
Yeah, you know, that was my next question. I mean, you're Iowa 26 years and you see the game evolve, but I always reference back this, Coach. You know, Bear Bryant famously said, football still comes down to two things, blocking and tackling. And I know you got the portal and transfers and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, it's still about the game of football, right?
Yeah, ball security and turnover takeaway margin. I'd throw that one in there too. But I certainly wouldn't disagree with Bear Bryant. And then you're exactly right. And you know, go back to when we came down there 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, I guess, in the middle of 2 years ago. That was the first time we had gotten hit by the portal a little bit, and the I think we had seven or eight guys come into my office in the month of December. Basically, it was in about a two-day period, and said they were leaving. And you know, it was kind of like I felt like, you know, I'd asked somebody to the homecoming dance and got rejected eight times. You know, you start thinking about this; it like plays on you mentally a little bit. But then I also thought about it at that time. I said, you know, if guys aren't, you know, wholeheartedly into it, then we're probably better off with them not being here. And they'll be better off finding a place they're excited about. Fortunately, we had a lot of guys that were excited about staying here. And but, yeah, a couple of years ago, I'm thinking, you know, I'm not sure I want to do this anymore. And then you get on the field, and you got guys like Sam Laporta. You got guys like Jack Campbell out there on the field. That's why you do it. The players are really what keeps you in it. And you're exactly right. The fundamentals of the game haven't changed in however long I've been doing this. Yeah, good football is good football, bad football is bad football. And, you know, if you're going to play bad football, you better have really good talent. And that's getting a little bit harder to do.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Coach, it's funny. A lot of people follow Iowa football because of two things in Nashville. One, George Kittle lives here, and he makes it known that he loves Iowa football. And, of course, yeah, C.J. Beathard played for you. He played high school football here in Nashville. So there's a lot – I guess when you go, you realize there's a lot of Iowa football fans around, aren't there?
Well, I just talked about Laporta, Campbell. There's two other guys. Like, you know, it doesn't get any better than those guys. And I'll give you a little history of Kittle. Again, reveal my age. My first year at Iowa was 1981. And the reason I bring that up, I coached George's dad, Bruce. Bruce was
wow.
A captain. He was our left tackle. And, a tremendous football player, great leader. And that was the year that Iowa football kind of got off the mat. We had 19 straight losing seasons. And George's dad was a big part. We had a great group of seniors and a couple underclassmen. Bob Stoops was a junior. And those guys were really committed to getting this thing going. So, you know, there's some, you know, lineage there, I guess, if you will. And George is, again, you talk about guys that just love playing football. That's George. And then, you know, when CJ came here, arguably, he's if he's not the best quarterback we've had in my 25-plus years, 26, I guess, he's certainly at the top of the list with a bunch of really good ones. What a tremendous player. Just outstanding. He weighed about 170 when he got here. He filled out. Just an outstanding player. Could run, throw, great judgment. He had the guts to, you know, throw it in there tight, yet wasn't reckless at all. Like, he knew when to do it and when not to do it. And, boy, he did a great job. You know, we've had one undefeated season since, like, 1922 here, and that was 15. A big part of that was C.J. Beathard, one of the toughest competitors I've ever been around. So, and again, you talk about a remarkable family, great mom and dad, and just you know, that's why you coach. I mean, you know, being around people like that is just outstanding.
We're talking to Kirk Ferentz, head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And so, Coach, you know, when you talk about players that have come through your program, do you keep up with pro wrestling now because of Big E, Atori Ewan, that played for you?
Big E was one of our honorary captains this year, and another great story. And I don't know how much you guys know about it, but his football career did not go well. He was a guy that we found late, and you know, he's not tall, but man, he was strong, competitive. Unfortunately, he had a lot of joint issues, ironically, and I say ironically because he's made a career, you know, being physical. Always had some other injuries too due to the wrestling, but
yeah,
what a great young man. And he really hit the wall here, those injuries. I don't think fans, you know, fans are fans, and you know, I get that, and it's appreciate fans, but one of the hardest things in sports is when you have injuries, especially ones that are, you know, take you out for a season, or in his case, he had a career-ending series of injuries. And, you know, he was in a dark place mentally, and it's well-documented. I'm not saying anything out of school. And I think all of us had grave concerns about, you know, how this was all going to go. And to see what he's done in his adult life, the way he's pulled himself up, he shares his story readily, which is really healthy and good for a lot of people. And but the biggest part is he's just a tremendous human being, an ultra successful in his professional career. You know, just a tremendous young man. So, yeah, we're so proud of him. And, you know, you always talk about guys that go to the NFL, guys like George that have had great, great careers. But, you know, there are a lot of guys that play football and get the chance to play in the NFL, and they're all great stories and just, you know, really proud of the tour.
And, Coach, you will agree with me on this. I tell people all the time that one of the best underrated linebackers ever that nobody talks about is Andre Tippett, Iowa legend. Nobody talks about him, Coach, and he's an absolute beast, and he is a great player in college and the NFL, and you got to be with him.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, I'll give you guys another story, right? This
sure.
Back in 1981, too. I got hired. It was a weird time. The line coach here left in May. So I got hired in June, and it doesn't happen in football. Usually all the transactions are this time of year, December, January, February maybe in pros. But so anyway, I got hired from the University of Pittsburgh, and I'm sitting in my office, like, you know, mid-June, sitting in there at night. I got nothing to do. My wife's not here. And watching some tape or working on the playbook or whatever. And Andre Tippett and his running mate, Brad Webb, come to my door. And I'm thinking, boy, that's really nice. You know, these guys are, you know, coming in to say hello. They kind of were, but what they wanted, and this tells you about Andre Tippett, they said, hey, you were at Pitt, right? And I said, yeah. Did you have any film? Because when I was at Pitt in 1980, we had Ricky Jackson and Hugh Greene, two of the best outside linebackers ever to play college football together. And they wanted to come in and watch tape. And that, as I mentioned, you know, they had 19 straight losing seasons here. And it just kind of gave you an indication about the way the players were thinking here. Like, these guys were all about getting better.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever met Andre Tippett. Boy, he's an imposing person physically. What a great football player. College Football Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame. I was really honored. I got a chance to sit with his wife when he was inducted in the College Hall of Football of Fame a couple of Decembers ago. And just a tremendous person. He's beloved up in New England. The Kraft family will never let him leave the organization. Does a lot of things in the community. And just a first-class human being. And you know, I had a son who was, I've had actually two sons in that organization. Spent a significant amount of time, 5 years and about 8 years. And both of them, anytime Tip would see him, he, you know, go Hawks, that was the first thing he'd always say. And you know, that's one of the great things about college football. You know, he grew up in New Jersey, yet this is, he considers this home.
Great.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to do this today. We're looking forward to the game. Joe and I are going to be there on December 30th here at Nissan Stadium. But thanks so much, and best of luck in the Music City Bowl.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Coach Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa Hawkeyes, joining us here on the program. Pretty cool this week that we got to talk to both coaches. It'll be in the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Yes, sir.
So, really going to be cool. Coming up next, we'll continue the theme from Ford Ice. We'll talk to our man Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, tell you a little bit more about the coat drive. And also, Preds get a point last night at Bridgestone Arena. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.